Did you get all that?
Starkiller asked from the planet's surface. We did. Juno felt decidedly ambivalent about the new development. Are you going to do as she says?
I'm already doing it.
Where do you think the Wookiees are being taken? And why?
Your guess is as good as mine. Coda, I want you to pass her message on to her father, whoever she is.
All right, the general said, turning to his keyboard. I'll try.
Silence fell on the comms. The pair and the rogue shadow waited wordlessly for some time. With a slight crackle, Starkiller's voice came over the comlink.
General Coda, I think I've found something.
What have you found exactly?
Just an old hut. A ruin, really, but it feels familiar. I've been sensing something strange ever since I arrived on Kashyyyk. There's a great darkness in the forest. And yes, sadness. Something happened here.
Coda spoke with urgent emphasis.
Turn away, boy. Get on with your mission. There are some things you aren't ready to face.
Why? What's inside?
How should I know? My link to the Force has been cut.
Coda sank into the co-pilot's seat, his expression hard.
If you go inside, you'll face whatever's in there alone.
The apprentice stood, staring at the ruin he'd found, wondering why this one had caught his eye out of the dozen or so he'd stumbled across elsewhere. A decade or two ago, this particular patch of the forest had been a clearing, home to a small village, home perhaps to a mixed community of Wookiees and off-worlders who wanted to feel the dirt beneath their feet. He stepped closer. The truncated cone of the largest hut had split on falling. There was a clear entrance through that rent. It looked. His breath caught. It almost looked as though someone had blasted their way into it, except here the evidence of energy weapons lacked the regular spirals of blaster fire. These scars were in straight lines, curving only slightly toward the end. Not blasted then, but sliced. A breeze swept through the overgrown clearing, making something move within the ruined hut. He brought his lightsaber up but didn't ignite it. The movement didn't come from one of Kashyyyk's many predatory species. It was a piece of cloth, fluttering. Leaning forward so his head was in shadow, he saw the remains of a long tapestry tangled around an errant plank. There was a symbol on the tapestry, of a stylized hunting bird, perhaps, with wings and beak proudly upraised. A strange feeling shivered through him, as though he had been touched by someone or something from another universe. Unable to stop himself, he stepped into the shadowy ruin and touched the faded symbol with the fingers of his left hand. He turned back to the door as though to flee, but stopped at the sight of a small blue crystal lying on the ground at his feet. Trembling, he knelt to examine it more closely. The gleaming gem was as large as the knuckle of his little finger and looked like nothing so much as the focusing crystal of a lightsaber. His head was swimming with questions and speculations. Why had he been drawn to this place? What had happened here that it should mean anything to him at